Which one?
That one?
All right, thank you.
All right.
Amen.
Take your Bibles tonight and turn to Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. Can we all please stand and respect the word of the God, or word of God? Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. So open up in word of prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for giving me a chance to preach here tonight. Just please bless this service. Just please speak through me, Lord. Help anybody get something out of this message tonight, and I pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, y'all may be seated. All right. I want to speak to you tonight on the subject, the straight gate.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Because our God, you know, I don't know what kind of God you have, but our God is a one-way deal. You know,
yes,
there's only one way to heaven. All
Amen.
Right. That's just the way it's going to be. If you don't like that, you might as well just walk out now, because it's going to get worse. All right? I'll tell you that right now. All right? This church right here, this is a straight gate church. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, this gospel's been preached here. You know, it's been Jesus Christ, you know. I mean, nothing else. There's no compromising here. And that's the way I like it, you know. So I just want to preach on a couple subjects that are just going to help us, you know. This is a revival, you know. I just want to get people encouraged to go soul winning, you know, just reading their Bible, you know, living for God, and, you know, maybe just anything else you get out of this. So I want you to look at the next verse there. It says, beware of false prophets. Do you realize there are false prophets everywhere? I mean, do you see how many churches are out there in America? You know, how many independent fundamental Baptist churches are you finding out there? How many independent fundamental Baptist churches are you finding out there just grace through faith? Very few and far between, all right? So one thing I just want to bring up, that we need to stand up. If you're a saved Christian, you need to stand up, all right? Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it, all right? We can look around and just be like, oh, that person will do it. I hope he starts a church. Yeah, that's great. You know, not everybody has to start a church, but everybody needs to be standing up for the Word of God. Or you're going to have a bunch of Joel Osteens out there, you know, just compromising.
Yeah,
and sitting there telling everybody there's a different way to heaven. All right? There's one way to heaven. It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. So I just want to show you some things tonight that are going to fire you up to soul win. And that's hopefully what I can do tonight. So after tonight, you know, you're just going to want to see people get saved tonight. All right? That's all you're going to want to do. I don't care if you get anything out of this, but just want to see people get saved. That's what I'm going to try to do tonight. So just take your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 16. And I'm not trying to scare anybody or offend anybody, but it's got to be preached, you know?
Yeah.
Luke chapter 16, verse 22. And this story right here is talking about Lazarus and the rich man. It's talking about Lazarus as a guy, you know, rich guy, and he has his beggar, you know, or Lazarus the beggar, sorry. And the rich man, you know, in the context of the story, they both die, and that's where we're going to start at here. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Right there, we can see hell is real.
Amen.
All right, you got a bunch of people out here standing up saying hell isn't real. I've heard it tons of times. It's not in the Bible. Hell is real, and it's a place where people are going, all right? And we need to stand up and see people get saved, all right? You know, I mean, you don't have to be like a radical like me. That's fine, you know? You still need to stand up and tell people the truth, what you believe, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if someone asks you, what's the way to get to heaven? Just say Jesus, you know? It might offend someone, but it might help someone get saved, you know? It's what we need to do. It's a place, what we learn here is it's a place of fire.
Amen.
I've heard tons of times that, you know, there's not a literal fire in hell.
Yeah.
Right there, it says he lifted his eyes in torment.
Yes.
I think he was kidding, you know?
Amen.
I mean, he's being serious. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to offend anybody. It's just the truth. it needs to, you know, it needs to be said. I'm not saying he doesn't say it, but because I've heard it tons of times, probably. He's, you know, made me shake a little bit. But it's got to be said. You know, there's people out there that sit there and say that hell is just not a real place. I don't want to preach on hell. You think I want to preach on hell? Is that what I want to preach on? I'd rather preach on the joys of soul winning, what heaven's going to be like. But you know what? We got to stand up and preach the word of God. And they're like, hell's in it, so that's what we got to do. All right? We need to get fired up. People are going to hell. And it's just, I'm not trying to scare anybody. You know, it's just, it's the truth, you know? So what else we learn from this verse? You know, he just wanted a dip of water on his tongue. How bad could that be? I mean, that's obviously, it's not a great place to be, you know? So I'm sick and tired of hearing this, you know, this Hollywood version of hell about how there's parties going on down there. We're going to have a good time. I don't think so. All right? And, you know, we need to take a stand against that.
Amen.
And be like, that's not what it's like. Right. Yes. That's not what it's like. You need to get saved, you know? If you're not saved, all right? And if you are saved, you need to be telling people this, all right? You don't have to be as bold as me. You know what? You need to be as bold, all right? You need to stand up, be a man or a lady. Stand up for the word of God. We aren't joking around here anymore, all
right?
If you've been around here the last couple weeks, we aren't kidding, all right? You're going to figure that out. Once you skip down to verse 27, and it says, then he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify to them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And what I took from this verse, like I said before, Hollywood likes to say that this place is, you know, happy, partying, drinking. This guy didn't want his brothers to be there. I want my brothers to be anywhere I go, all right?
Right.
So if it was a place of fun, you know, just partying it up, you think he would not want his brothers there? It was a place of fire, everlasting fire, just to let you know. It lasts forever, all
right?
In Matthew 25:41, it says, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. Matthew 26:46 says, everlasting punishment. All right?
Yeah.
This needs to be defended. You know, if this is defended, people are going to stand up and get saved. The reason they're not getting saved is because they don't think there's a hell.
Right.
I mean, what are you getting saved from if you're not getting saved from hell, you know? I mean,
that's
what needs to be done.
Amen.
And if we don't stand up against it, who's going to stand up against it?
Yeah.
Joel Osteen? I just don't want to say that kind of stuff. All right? Garbage. All right? He needs to be preached against. All right? He's a heretic. All right? If he doesn't think that, if he thinks there's no way to heaven, he's a heretic. He's preaching it. That's all there is to it. I mean, Bible says in Galatians, you know, let them be accursed. It says it twice. He wasn't kidding, just to let you guys know. All
right?
It's just, you know, it's got to be preached. Hell is not a joke. You know, let's see what Jesus thought about hell. See what he thought about it. Go to Mark chapter 9, verse 43. And this is kind of an introduction to my sermon. I'm just trying to get you on the subject that we need to be doing these things.
Good.
You know, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? If not you, then who, all
right?
I mean, that's just the way it is. If we don't do it, no one's going to do it. A little drink here. Running dry a little bit. Too much fire. All right. Mark 9, verse 33. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. You know what? I'm sick of hearing Jesus Christ is namby-pamby. I'm sick of it.
Amen.
Jesus Christ stood up and said, if your hand offend thee, cut it off.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You think he was kidding around there? Is that a joking subject? How many people would like to cut their hand off today? No one? That's what I thought. I mean, let's get back to it, though. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into the life maimed than having two hands and go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. This is not a joke, guys. We need to stand up. We have loved ones who need to be saved. We have friends who need to be saved. You know, you don't have to go out and be crazy like us. You know, go to church all week. You know what I mean? It's great, though. I would recommend it.
Amen.
But you need to take a stand. You need to take a stand anywhere you go. I mean, anywhere you go. Teachers in class say that, you know, make a joke about it. Don't laugh. It's not funny. People are going there.
Right.
It's not a joke.
Amen.
Yeah, I know people that just recently died. I don't know where they're at. Not Wes. I mean, Wes was in heaven because he believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that heretic Dave Coe, he can say whatever he wants. He's a heretic. Wes is in heaven. He's going to burn in hell if he doesn't get saved. All
right?
Hopefully he gets saved, though.
Amen.
You know? But we need to stand up. It's not a joke. It's not funny, you know. We may laugh sometimes, but this part is not a joke, you know. Jesus Christ didn't think it was a joke, you know. People need to get saved. And it's a battle out there. I've been soul winning, you know. And these guys, we've all been soul winning, you know. You know it's tough out there. Yes. Different questions, you know. People just bring you down, slamming the door in your face. Like, that's fun, you know. Like, we want to go out and do that. But it's tough. You got to do it, though. Suffer, all right?
Yeah.
One of the first words out of Jesus Christ's mouth when he was in Matthew, suffer. You got to suffer a little bit, but it's worth it. I'll tell you that right now. If Jason would have never suffered, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be saved, you know. He didn't have to talk to me. And the reason I preach on this is because I told Jason, go to hell. And I got saved because of that.
Wow.
Because of the sincerity. Jason knew it wasn't a joke. He's like, do you realize the sincerity? You know, do you realize what you're saying there?
Wow.
That, you know, that's forever. I got saved because I didn't want to go to hell.
Yeah.
Praise God, you know.
Good.
So, it's a battle out there. We need to be fighting. What do you think we need to fight with? The King James Bible, all right?
Yeah.
That's my next subject right here. King James Bible, we need to be fighting with it. You know, this ain't some joke out there. People are really coming after you with all these questions. You got to have an answer for everybody.
Yes.
And if you don't have the King James Bible, I'm sorry. You got problems, all right? So, I mean, if you don't like me saying that, it's going to get worse, all right? So... I want you to take your Bible and turn to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. See what Jesus has to say on the subject, you know? Who cares what I have to say? Amen?
Amen.
Huh? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. You know, this King James Bible is the word of God.
Amen.
All right? There is no other English version of the Bible as the word of God.
Right.
You know, many people will tell you, you know, it has errors in it or anything like that. I want to see it. I've heard this all the time. I go out soul winning, they're like, oh, that has errors in it. My teacher told me that. You're going to let your teacher tell you it has errors in it, and that's going to decide if you go to heaven or hell? You're going to let your teacher say that? How about you stand up and look at it yourself?
Amen.
All right? Examine yourself. You'll find out it's perfect. And I'm going to prove that to you, of course. You know, it's got to do it. You know, this Bible, it's the straight gate. It's never changed. You know, if you haven't noticed, I'm not a man of change, all right? I ain't Barack Obama. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever, all right?
Amen.
This Bible's never going to change.
Amen.
They may change all other things, but they're not going to change this Bible, I'll tell you that right now. They can try, but they're gonna get hurt by me, I'll tell you that right now.
Come on.
I hear all these verses about how, I mean, right there we just saw that you got to be born again and not of corruptible seed, but if incorruptible by the word of God. If there's errors in this book, how are we going to get saved? How would we get saved? You know? If there was one error in that, why wouldn't there be an error about salvation? And everybody says, oh, we got the message. Message. Some word. I hate to tell you, it says, but the word of God abideth forever. All right? That's the whole thing, everybody. But I'm going to further prove that. You know? So take your Bible and turn to Psalms chapter 12, verse 6. Right in the middle of your Bible. And that's another thing. You know, if you have a King James Bible and you're out soul winning, you don't have to be afraid of, you know, someone saying something that you can't answer. That has every single answer from anything that's ever going to be asked, ever.
Amen.
I mean, this Bible has, I mean, this is your handbook for life right here.
Yes,
so that you know, I mean, if you follow this has an answer for everything.
Right.
Psalm chapter 12, verse 6, is that where I told you to go?
Yes.
Good. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever.
Amen.
I want you to take a look at that. It says, thou shalt keep them. Talking about the Lord. I hear all the time about how the translators, you know, it didn't matter who translated the Bible, it's God who preserved. preserved it. That's who preserved it, all right? Yeah. You want to believe in the preservation of your soul, like Stucky preached on? Good sermon, by the way. You want to believe in that, but then you're not going to believe in the preservation of the Bible?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's not preserved, what are you holding anything off of? I mean, it means nothing to you. And, you know, I hear that, you know, I'm sick of the errors thing, all right? I don't know about you guys, but I hear it all the time. It's got errors in it. Show me an error. I dare you. Show me an error in this Bible. I mean, just come to the back after church. I dare you to come up and show me an error in this Bible. It's never happened.
That's right.
You hear it all the time.
Right.
I mean, you hear it all the time, sure.
Sir.
Where are they at?
Right.
I just want to see one pop out at me one time. It'd be great. It's just, it's never happened. I mean, I've heard the stupidest things, too. All right, and they ended up, you know, I just looked at them, and I, like, you know, I had to disprove it, because I ain't going to let them sit there and talk about God like that. And yes, the Bible is God. Jesus is the Word.
Yes,
made flesh, all
right?
I mean, if you got a problem with that, you got a problem with John, chapter 1, all right? That ain't my problem, you know. It says in Psalms 119, 1:6, you don't want to turn there. You can if you want to. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. All right, I hear this all the time. It says true from the beginning. All the old King James Bible was written years ago. You know, that old archaic language. And it's over, you know. I mean, it was back in the 1600s. Hey, this Bible was written in eternity past. I hate to tell you, all right?
Yes.
I mean, this thing's been eons ago. We don't even know how long ago. And tell me it's, like, expired by now? Okay. I mean, I'll believe that one. You know, I mean, this Bible has been here for 400 years. You know how many versions have come and gone between them? Of course, they just started showing up in the last, 100 years? You know?
That's right.
It's going to abide forever. You're never going to change it. You know, they can change it all they want. And God help them, the people that do change the Bible. Revelation 22 talks about that.
Right.
Some scary stuff right there, you know? But I just want you to know, this Bible is a straight gate, you know? This, you know, I'm talking about hell. That was just leading up to this. The straight gate of heaven, you know, it's narrow. And a few there be there that find it. You know why people don't find it? Because we're not out there telling. I don't blame people for believing false doctrine. How are they supposed to know? Growing up in Catholic Church, you know, Methodist Church, anything it teaches. I'm not saying all these churches are bad. Okay, all the Catholic churches are bad. You can throw them all down the drain. And then most of any other church is bad. And a lot of independent fundamental Baptist churches aren't teaching the right salvation.
Right,
repentance of your sins.
Right.
I mean, that's more heresy than I've ever heard. All right?
Amen.
I mean, that's just trying to mix a little bit of truth, and that's even worse.
Right.
Because people think they're actually going to heaven. They're really not. You know, if they don't get saved, you know, they think they're trusting their works.
Right.
But this Bible right here is the straight gate. It doesn't have work salvation in it anywhere. I mean, try to find it in there. You're not going to find it. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, you know, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ,
Amen.
And thou shalt be saved. Eternal life, you know, forever.
Amen.
And what about these modern versions, though? You know, there's so many of them. And I have one. I brought one today. Courtesy of Kevin. Right here. The non-inspired version. It says false Bible on it. And I'm not afraid to say that. It's a false Bible. It's straight out of hell.
All right?
It just is. You know, it just confuses people. And I don't blame them. If you never heard this, you know, I don't blame you. All right? You don't know anything about it. You know, how are you supposed to know better? How are you supposed to know the King James? Because every time you go to a bookstore, they tell you to pick up the NIV. I'm like, no, I want the King James. Then I'm getting a fight with the guy because I'm going to beat him down because he's trying to hand me an NIV.
Amen.
I ain't going to deal with that, all right? So we're going to have to toss this thing around a little bit in a second. This thing just fires me up. I looked at some verses in it, and it just burns my soul. Just, I mean, it just fires me up. You got people out there. When you wonder where they get these works salvation at, right here in this false Bible. If you have an NIV, after this sermon, if you don't throw it away or burn it, I don't care what you do with it. I can't help you. Maybe you need to get saved.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. If you don't see it, I'm sorry. You know, let's take a look at it, though. The NIV, and I just found this out recently. Well, not recently, but, you know, a couple of years ago. The NIV takes out 16 verses. Just takes them out completely.
Right.
Do you think that's a joke to God? You think that's okay? You know, maybe all the verses aren't that important, but who are you to say that any verse is not important in the Bible?
Right.
It's the Word of God, you know?
Right.
So, and I've always heard about these 16 verses. I have all 16 right here, and we're going to go over them all. until you get it, all right? And that's just all there is to it. Because I've heard people say, oh, they don't matter. You know, someone may be able to wink. I don't care. You're here. You'll be all right. We got time.
Amen.
All right, Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Matthew 18, 11. For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. Praise God. I feel bad for these NIV people because they're not getting saved. Because they took it out. I mean, the Son of Man came to save that which is lost. And it said, First Peter said, born of incorruptible seed, not corruptible seed. You know, I declare to you today that someone can't get saved by reading the NIV.
That's right.
Right.
You're right.
I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, first of all, you have to be preached to anyways. I don't think anybody, it says, how can they hear, how can they get saved, but who preached to them, So,
that's right.
I mean, if they're preaching out a false Bible, how are you going to get saved? Matthew 23:14. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses and for a pretense make a long prayer. Therefore, ye shall receive the greater damnation. You know why they took that out? To cover themselves, all right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right? Because they're the guys, just all about themselves and their work salvation. Us Baptists, most of them, you got your repentance of sins people that are full of themselves and think they turn from all their sins, and then they go home and watch Malcolm in the Middle. It's probably the dumbest show ever anyways, but, Why don't they just pick up an NIV and just, read it and just get used to it, because that's what they like anyways. They want to take out sins and, just think that everything's okay. But just to let you know, you don't have to turn from your sins to get saved, all right? Believe on Jesus, you're saved. No matter what you do, you're saved. I mean, I'm telling you what, if you get saved, you're sealed, all right?
That's right.
Mark 7:16. If any man have ears to hear him, let him hear. Mark 9:44. Where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Well, there's your hell right there. That would just kill my sermon.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be able to preach it then. Mark 9:46. Where the worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. Same thing. They took the same verse out. Mark 11:26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which has in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Mark 15:28, and the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Luke 17:36, two men shall be in the field, and the one shall be taken, the other is left. That's the rapture, my friends.
Yeah.
They're trying to say Jesus Christ is not coming back.
Right.
We hold on to that more than anything. Jesus is coming back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, I mean, just look at the key doctrine they're taking out. Look at it. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
Why would they take that out? Apparently it wasn't in the originals, all right? I can tell you in the Bible when Jesus was on the mount, talking to Satan, he said, it is written.
Yes,
not it
right.
was written in the originals, all right?
Amen.
It
That's
is
right.
written, all right?
That's
Amen.
Right.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Good stuff.
Woo! John 5:4, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stopped in was made whole, and whatsoever disease had. Acts 8:37, and Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Hey, right there, that's a great salvation verse right there.
Yes.
Requirements for get baptized. I've heard things where people say, to get baptized, you have to cut your hair. Because it's a shame for a man to have long hair,
right.
And they say you have to get your hair cut before you can get baptized. Where does it say that in the Bible? Well, they must be reading the NIV, I'll tell you that right now. This little heretic book right here, straight out of hell, all right? Let me tell you that right now. Straight out of hell. Let's keep going. And you ask, why am I doing this? Because, it's my sermon. I can do what I want, all right? Acts 15:34, notwithstanding it, please Silas to abide there still. Acts 24:7, but the thief captain Lysias came upon us, and with great violence took him away out of the way, out of our hands. Acts 28:29, and when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had great reasoning among themselves. Romans 16:24, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, and amen. In the most important one, in my mind, all right, we went over this in Bible study. This is ridiculous. This is heresy. I mean, this is blasphemy, all right? This is ridiculous right here. 1 John 5:7, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. That's the Trinity. You might as well take your name off the church.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, it's just Baptist church, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean,
amen.
That's fine with me. But why would they take these things out? Have you ever wondered why this Bible took these things out? Why would it take the Trinity out? Why would it take out requirements for baptism? Because they want to tell you that baptism saves you. Because to get baptized, you have to be saved. Wouldn't make sense if you had to get baptized to get saved. And, you know, if you have one of these and you can't see that they took 16 verses out, I'm going to further prove it to you, all right? It's going to be free, all right? Free of charge.
Right.
I want you to take your Bibles. Yeah. Take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians 1:18. I'm going to show you this Bible straight out of hell, you know? And I'm not kidding. You know, I may be joking a lot, throwing it around, kicking it, whatever. You know, but we're being serious here. This is, how are you going to go soul winning with an NIV? And someone's going to be like, you know, what Jesus Christ come for? Well, I don't know. He didn't come to save the lost because it's not in there.
Yes.
Who's Jesus Christ? Well, he isn't God because it's not the Trinity.
Amen.
I mean, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to show these people? Well, like, what's baptism? Is it a requirement for salvation? Well, it's not there in the NIV to tell you that it's not required. But this is the mother of them all right here. For me, it is. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, praise God, all right, are saved, it is the power of God. All right? Let's get out our little false Bible and see what this thing has to say about the subject. I don't even want to. This thing doesn't even have verses in it. It's stupid. Jesus. Let's see here. Got it. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. I didn't know anybody was perishing, like radio on earth, but, you know, whatever. But to us who are being saved. Being saved, guys. Is that a process right there? That's work salvation. That's repentance of your sins. That's turning from your sins. That's, I got to live a good life. I got to go to church. I got to do something for my salvation. Where do you think they get it at? You think they got it out of the King James Bible? Where's that in there? You know, what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
It's not being saved.
Amen.
Where's that in it?
Yeah.
Get that out of my, that's ridiculous.
Right.
If you have an NIV, just throw it in the aisle too, all right? I mean, you'll be better off. Scoot over to someone that has a King James Bible, all right?
Amen.
You'll be way better off, all right? Now, I'm not trying to offend people, but it's the truth,
right.
You know? It needs to be preached against, all right? And you're not going to be able to get anybody saved with that Bible. Why would you have it? Why do you have a Bible? You can know everything in the world, but it doesn't matter if no one gets saved.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. You know, the preacher's important. Yes, the preacher has to be a man. But that doesn't matter. Soul winning is what matters. That's what matters. Whoever soul wins the most church is the MVP, is that what you want to call it?
Yes.
That's what matters. Anybody can be the MVP.
Yes.
So don't think that, you know, this is the greatest thing in the world. We're just up here to tell you what we need to be doing is soul winning. And, you know, that's what the whole Bible is written for. So, I mean, that's not the straight gate. I'll tell you that right now. That's wide. That's destruction.
Yes.
Hundreds of Bibles telling you different things, you know, what you got to do to be saved. And, you know, I don't blame people. There are people out there that want to be saved. You just talk to them. I mean, you guys know that.
Right.
I mean, anybody that's gone and just talked to anybody, people are hungry. They want to get saved, you know. I mean, so, I mean, the King James Bible is straightway. That is not straightway. I mean, you want to look at the New King James, the whatever Bibles are out there on a, you know, 100 different ones. They're all the same.
Yes.
Go look at them. I mean, that's fine with me. I mean, but, you know, I mean, if you have one, don't be offended. Probably no one's ever talked to you about it. But someone has talked to you about it, get rid of that thing, you know.
Yes.
Get a King James Bible. I'll buy you one. I don't care. I mean, I love buying King James Bibles and putting someone's
Amen.
Name on it. That's the best part about it, man.
Amen.
I mean, that's great, you know. Give them a sword, you know. If they don't use it, that's fine, you know. At least they have the truth.
Amen.
You know, they're not going to a bookstore one day, you know, 10 years down the road if they get saved, you know, and be like, what should I buy? You know those guys, those little, you know, weak guys that are in there. You know those guys in their Christian bookstore, little lip-bristed guys, you know, trying to sell you a Bible. Well, I'll buy an NIV, you know. No. We need a man Christian bookstore is what we need. You know, someone that just has King James Bibles up at that mall or something like that. That'd be great, you know.
Yeah.
I go in there and complain about that all the time. They put my Bibles down at the bottom of the corner. It's ridiculous. So I just order them now. You know, I'm not going in there anymore.
Amen.
But, you know, this Bible is a straight gate. Obviously, it has a straight gate answer of how to get to heaven. All right. And that's been under attack, you know.
Yes.
Praise God there's one way of salvation. You know, praise God that there is only one way to heaven. Because if there's a different way to heaven, how would anybody be sure if they're going to heaven?
Yeah.
You know, that's what the Bible was written for, so we know we'd go to heaven. You know? I want you guys to turn to Romans chapter 4, verse 5. And this subject, it fires me up more than anything in the world, hearing people preaching false doctrine, what you got to do to be saved, because I know people that just want to get saved, you know, want to get saved, but they don't ever hear the truth. That's why we got to stand up and preach the truth, you know. Just, you know, even if you do it a little bit, that'd be great, you know. Amen. Just take a stand, you know. Amen. Romans chapter 4, verse 5. But to him that worketh not, wow, look at that. No work salvation right here. Glad we're reading the King James Version again. Sick of holding that piece of junk. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. You know, praise God. Because I'm not the greatest person in the world, all right? Thank God there's no work salvation, you know? And people need to hear this. Muslims, other Christians, anybody. They need to hear this. They need to hear the truth. Don't go study in some other religion. Jesus is the truth. That's all you need to study, all
right?
It's a straight gate. I mean, Jesus said it, you know. Jesus said, on the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. We need to tell people that. They want to hear it, you know. Believing on Jesus has always been the straight gate. It's never changed. Obviously, right. If you think it never changed, you didn't hear my sermon the other week, all right? Yeah, what about the Old Testament, you know?
That's right.
Didn't they have, like, work salvation? Did you read Romans chapter 4 and 5, you know? Did you read those? Like, it just talks about, you know, the people in the Old Testament being saved by faith, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know how they get around that. They must just tear it out or something. But it says in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, you want to turn there. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness.
That's right.
Abraham believed on the Lord. It's always been the same. It's always just been believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's under attack. And I don't understand how it's under attack. In the book of John, it talks 90 times. Believe on Jesus and you should be saved.
Yeah,
I mean, you almost think he's being a little repetitive, but God's got to be repetitive with these heretics running out there, all
right?
These false teachers teaching work salvation. You know, if you believe work salvation, you're not a heretic. Good night. Jesus whiz. Yeah. I'm not trying to say it. You just need to get saved, you know? Obviously, some heretic's been teaching you this, you know? And I'm not saying your parents would be a heretic either, but anybody that stands behind a pulpit and teaches work salvation, God help them, all right?
Yes.
Because they're cursed, and you know, God doesn't throw around heretic like it's a joke.
Right.
Not a
right.
joke, you know what I mean? It's just under attack, and there's a lot of things under attack. You know, I just don't understand why it's so difficult. People don't get it. It's just believe on Jesus, because they've never heard it. They've never heard it. A lot of people have never heard it. You got to plead with these people, you know? Have a tear in the eye when you talk to them. People just want to get saved, you know? I mean, if it takes a while, talk to them, you know? Do what you got to do to them. And I'm just trying to help you, fire you up, just, you know, talk to people, and, you know, there's just, it talked about the wise destruction. I mean, you got all these false Bibles, you got these false teachers, you got these false churches. How many independent Fundamental Baptist churches do you honestly see around? We just had to drive 45 minutes to get to church. We live in Morgantown. It's not the most least populated place, but we got kicked out of every other church, so this is where we're at, all right? So, and amen, all right? We're in the best church in Morgantown, Blacksville area, so that's all that matters, you know? Can't say Morgantown because it's not really in Morgantown.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'd rather get kicked out of a liberal heretic church than stay there. Because if you stay there, you're just going to lose your fire. You need to get on fire for God and win souls. That's all you need to do. All right? Praise God. That's what we need to do. Thank God some soul winner, Jason, came and talked to me. You know? And these people go around and try to say that, oh, God gave them to come to church. Yeah, it'd be great if they come to church. But that's not salvation. And they try to make it a part of salvation. You know? If we go out and knock doors for 10 hours and not one person comes to church, but one person gets saved, it's worth it.
Yes.
That's what matters. Not numbers in church, but numbers of souls. Real people, all right? You know, we're just not out there trying to get people in the church, bring out the tithe a little bit or whatever. It's about the souls, you know?
Amen.
And I want to close with one verse. And this verse hit me, and it just, I'm like, you know, I don't understand how these people get this. But we're going to turn there. Acts 13:39. And this is for all the people that believe in the repentance of your sins. This is for you guys, all right? You guys really think you have to repent of your sins? Repentance is just misunderstood. And I'll fight it.
You're right.
It's to change. Repent ye and believe the gospel. I think it's believe. Believe in the gospel. If you don't think that, I mean, I don't know what your problem is. You got some problems, all right? Where are we going? Oh, Acts 13. this verse just stood out to me. You know, I'm going to close with this, you know. Stucky preached a great sermon on preservation of the saints.
Amen.
Preservation is not perseverance. I mean, in the Bible, I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. Preservation of the saints, you know, if you get saved, I don't care what you do, you're still going to heaven. Now, obviously, God's not going to bless you, but that's fine. But I'm sick of these people running around saying, oh, he drinks, must not be saved. You know, I drank after I got saved. You know, I'm not happy about it, but I did it. And you think I would have been happy if someone came out and told me, oh, you're not saved? It would have been, you know, probably not a good, I'm not a good testimony, obviously, at that time, you know. But I'm still saved. That doesn't mean a thing, you know. And I'm sick and tired of people running around talking about that. That just fires me up. No wonder no one wants to get saved. Because they look at us like, you know, we're a bunch of hypocrites. We're saying all you have to do to be saved is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're saying, oh, you're doing something wrong, so you must not really be saved. Yeah. Hey, that's heresy, all right? That's wrong, all right? It needs to be preached against,
Amen.
All right? It says right here in Acts 13:39, and by him all that believe. Well, what about the guy that's drinking? Well, let's look at what it says. It says, by him, all that believe. What about the person that smokes? By him, all that believe. What about the person that goes out and drinks every weekend? By him, all that believe. What about the person that goes out and fornicates? By him, all that believe. You know, what about the person that's not willing to give up their sins? By him, all that believe.
Right.
All right? You got that first part of the verse? Is that too hard to understand? It says, and by him all that believe and are justified from all things. What about drinking? From all things.
Yes.
What about smoking? From all things. Is that too hard to understand? You got preachers running around America trying to tell you, oh, if you drink or smoke, you probably aren't saved. From all things. Mm-hmm. All right? Doesn't matter. I'm not condoning sin here. It's obviously wrong.
Right.
You know? Amen. But this has got to be preached. This has got to be fought.
Amen.
And if you believe that, you need to stand up and fight against it.
Amen.
All right? What about the person that goes out, you know, to the bars on the weekend? All that believe. Justified from all things. I don't see an exception on there. What about the person that doesn't go to church? Justified from all things. All right? All things. All that believe. And that throws Calvinism out the window, too.
Yes, it does.
All that believe.
Right.
How do you have this stupid heresy going around that some people get saved and some people can't get saved? Because God's just picking and choosing up there.
Right.
I don't like their God. Their God's not real. I don't. All
right?
You know, the God wants everybody to get saved, you know? So, and I don't blame some people for not believing in God. Look at the people you got out there teaching stuff. They can't stand on anything. You got Joel Osteen's out there just, you know, crying about things, saying, oh, I just don't know if hell is real. It's real! It needs to be preached, all right? I don't like hell. Do you think I want to see people go there? But it needs to be preached. It needs to be stood on. You know, other things to be said. Drinking's wrong. Smoking's wrong. Fornicating's wrong. But that doesn't hold you anything with salvation.
Amen.
All right, it needs to be preached. You need to hear that. I mean, I'm not up here trying to tell you to go off and do that tonight. God forbid, you know.
Right.
But if you do that and you're saved, praise God, you're saved. All right? That's what matters. Saved, you know. Come to church. Read your Bible. That'd be great. But that has nothing to do with salvation. Since for all have sinned come short of the glory of God. How you tie in works of salvation is when we say it's all by Jesus. And then at the end, you're just like, well, if you don't do this, you probably weren't saved. Hey, that's like the Roman Catholic Church. Same thing.
Yeah, right.
Same thing. Yeah. You know? Same thing like any other church out there that preaches works of salvation. Bunch of hypocrites. That's what we got in these Baptist churches, all right? You know, I'm just focused on the Baptist church. I'm not, you know, there's a lot of good Baptist churches out there, but there's a lot that aren't.
Yeah.
And if you're a man, and you know, and you believe this, and this is true, and you don't get up and stand up and fight for it, who's going to do it? If you're a woman and you believe this, you don't stand up and fight for it, who's going to do it?
Right.
Who's going to do it?
Right.
You can let Joel Osteen stand up and tell you that, you know, people will go into heaven different ways, and, you know, your family sees that, and they're like, oh, I guess we're okay, you know? You need to stand up. Stand up. Stand up for what's right, you know?
Right.
Now I want to close with this. From Acts 13 through 39, we can obviously tell. Anybody gets saved, doesn't matter what happens, they're saved. You know, praise God. You know, because I've done tons of things that I'm not happy about. And, it, you know, we got to fight it. People need to get saved. You know, we have the straight gate gospel. We have the straight gate Bible. And, you know, we're not standing up preaching it. And we're wondering how people aren't saved. We're wondering why America's going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this upcoming election. Jesus, look at our choices there. Ridiculous. We wonder why America's going to hell when we're not fighting it. We're the ones that have the truth. We're the King James only independent fundamental Baptist, grace through faith, amen?
Amen.
And how are we expecting this world to turn into anything if we're not out there fighting it?
That's right.
So I just plead with you, please think about it. Just think about taking a stand anywhere you go. At work, you hear a joke about it, don't laugh. It's not funny anymore. Never, it was funny to me before, but it's not funny. It's real. You know, I read my Bible and found out it's serious. Jesus said, if your hand offend thee, cut it off. Your eye offend thee, pluck it out. You know, it's better to walk through life maimed than to enter into hell with two legs, you know. It's serious stuff.
Yes.
And you wonder why people aren't getting saved. It's because we're not doing it. We're not doing the work. If we don't do it, who's going to do it? I mean, you can sit there and say that, you know, these TV preachers and all these other churches are going to do it, but you're just kidding yourself because they're reading that Bible, that false Bible that's on the floor. They ain't going to do anything, you know. People need to get saved. They want to get saved. Just talk to them, you know. That's what we need to do. I just want to close in a word of prayer. Thank you, God, for just giving me this time to speak tonight. Thank you for Pastor Arcola for just, you know, keeping the straight gate, you know, the straight gate Bible, the King James Bible, and grace through faith salvation, Lord. I just appreciate it. You know, we had to drive so far, but it's worth every minute of it to get to a real church that preaches the gospel. Lord, I just hope you take the rest of the night and, you know, just help us apply it to our lives. Lord, I hope just anything that came out of my mouth just help someone learn something from me. You know, I'm not a great speaker or anything, but it's you who's speaking, Lord, and I pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to do another song in the Bible tonight. First, let's go Psalms 48 real quickly. Psalms 48. I think some people already forgot that tune. You got to get that tune in your head. We'll go through it twice, then we'll go to Psalms 61:2. Psalms 48. You remember how the verse goes? You got to open your Bibles. Amen. All right. Sing verses 1 and 2, and try to get the tune in your head. Ready? Psalms 48, verses 1 and 2. Ready? Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of our great King. One more time. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of our great King. Amen. You take it with you. Psalm 61, amen, verse 2. I think I got that right. We did this over in the kids' church and stuff. We've been doing it for a long time.
Amen.
Then we can do it kind of. It's kind of a play on words. We'll do it. I'll go through it one time and you can kind of probably blow my voice down. I don't know if I'm sitting in the right key. I don't remember what key we used to do there. But it says, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So y'all know who know it. You can help me sing it a little bit. Ready to go? It goes, kind of play on words a little bit. Nothing tricky, but it goes, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Cry unto thee. Cry unto thee. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, higher than I, higher than I. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I when my heart is overwhelmed. Come on, ready? From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, cry unto thee, cry unto thee. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Sing it! Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
All right, y'all. Now, fellas, I got to cut you off when you take more time than I get. All right, I'll tell you what, that was good, wasn't it? Amen. Let's all stand up and get your legs stretched a little bit, and we'll read the scripture together. And we're not taking up any offerings, and that ought to make everybody rejoice this week. We don't have any, well, I hesitate to say that to my brethren, but we don't have any special speakers. That's not true. In fact, Justin's a special ed all the way around. And so we do have some special preachers. I'm about to preach on 2 points in just a minute. Number one, how in the world do you know who Malcolm in the Middle is? And number two, why you been listening to Joel Osteen?
Come on,
and that's my 2 points in my sermon here in just a second. But of course, I'm teasing a little bit. Well, maybe I'm not. Revelation 14. Revelation 14. Same verses we were at last night. Revelation 14, and let's look at verse 8. And just follow.